It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. Thank you for listening. Overnight dates in Fiji. The two questions I had coming into this episode were, when is Aaron coming back? Because he is. And will Xavier get an overnight? Did you have any other questions coming into this?
Will Charity say I love you to anyone? That was a question I had.
That was answered as well. I have thoughts on that, AB.
I do too.
I am tired of it, is my thoughts, but we'll get to that later.
Well, yeah, let's talk on it. We can talk about it later. I got thoughts as well, and I'm also tired of it. Okay. I'm sick and tired of it, in fact. I'd go so far as to say I'm sick and tired of it.
I don't like swearing so early in the episode, but I've had it up to here. I got to tell you.
I've had enough of it, okay?
Other than that, the great episode. A very memorable date. A date I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah. The first date. Oh. It lasted an hour.
Amazing day.
And it could have lasted another hour and I would have been entertained.
We're in Fiji. A beautiful place to fall in love. Unfortunately, they have already all fallen in love. Everyone here.
Everyone's in love.
Charity. There's a guy on his way. He's also fallen.
There's a guy on his way.
Everybody here has already fallen in love.
There's a guy on his way that she doesn't know about that she's also in love with.
Yep. Fiji, beautiful resorts, 5-star hotels, private villas on the beach, available beautiful. For rent. Imagine my surprise when they put Charity up in what looked to be a regular room.
Is a regular ass room.
She came out on the balcony and they zoomed out and it looked like a Motel 6, like she could have been looking over a highway.
It's a shared balcony, probably.
Yeah, there's a little like semi-transparent
yeah, a little divider
between you and there's a big sign that says no charcoal grills. I just expected a little more.
You'd think they could shell out a little bit more, even during the tough times.
Who is approving these expense reports and going, oh, you know, we'll save $1,000 if, you know, she splits a room with Jesse. There's two twin beds. Yeah. This franchise is built on opulence and excess. And now it's scrimping and saving.
You got to at least do a better job of making it. Spruce up the place once you get in there. Make it look like it's not what it is. Not a regular room I would stay at.
A mini fridge.
That's a room you walk in. You're in Fiji
Expedia.
For a once in a lifetime, and you're like, well, this
is a little.
This isn't what I was expecting. This isn't what I was expecting. I'm not going to go complain, but this isn't what.
No,
I'm a little disappointed. That's all.
No wonder it was so cheap. Is the first thing you say?
Yeah, no wonder we got this great deal.
Dot and Joey Xavier, like we mentioned, all falling in love with Charity, and she's falling in love with each of them, and also Aaron. Dot and staying positive. Joey had a hometown. It ended with Charity and tears of mystery. Xavier also here. Don't forget about Xavier. Jesse and Charity. Long journey to get here.
Jesse's been here. We haven't seen this dude ages.
Lie detector determined that was a lie. This is, in fact, not a long journey. It's been the shortest journey in 15 years. Aaron's departure still weighs on her. They start with Aaron before getting to the guy she actually chose. I don't know
why we started with Aaron at all. Well, who's talking about Aaron right now?
Charity can't stop talking about Aaron.
I know, but why?
And apparently hasn't stopped thinking about him throughout this whole episode. When she wakes up in these beds, allegedly, Aaron's on her mind.
When she wakes up with a couple people after a nice night, she's thinking of Aaron.
Wow, that letter jacket. She brought it. Aaron needs to be ready for engagement. She's concerned that he's just saying Xavier. Xavier, sorry.
You got Aaron on your mind.
Xavier needs to be ready for engagement. She feels he could just be saying it, which is not a great sign. Dotton might be too good to be true. And Joey might be a fake fraud. Poser.
Seems like one's better than the others, then, Charity.
Too good to be true, guy?
One too good to be true. One might be a fraud, and then one might not like me at all. I don't know. Which one should you pick?
If the, well, obviously the might not like me at all guy could be discarded. It probably shouldn't have been brought here. If you look at it, if you take a step back. Yeah. But if Joey's not a fraud, if Joey's real, then it's just you got two good options.
His own uncle called him a fraud, though.
What does that guy know? She is open to the possibility of saying, I'm in love to all three of them. Just some of you leads who do this are literally fresh off the seasons where the lead does this, and it results in you being blindsided.
And it's a disaster.
More on that later. Stop it.
Yeah, please stop.
Xavier's daytime. You know, this isn't what we're here for. This date part didn't really matter.
Nope, not at all.
He's falling. We will recap it, though. That's what we do. Private island, just for them. Except for the large group of performers and dozens of people behind the cameras. There could be 100 people on this island.
There's 100 people here.
They are led in a kava ceremony by Joshua and Macareta.
Nice.
Charity's brought out on a throne of some sort. Nice pronunciation. I don't know if it's accurate, but I didn't stumble. That always is like more convincing.
You really hit it.
Wow. That guy said that name before. Right. I haven't. I've never said that name. They do a lot of wedding stuff. A lot of talk about marriage rituals, lifelong commitment, you know, chatter, which is happens to be Xavier's number one boogeyman.
Can I say this, Rim?
Yeah.
He walks out. She walks out on the throne. He goes, she's low-key my queen. People are saying low-key, like, in people scenarios that it doesn't make any sense now.
Words what are these kids doing in some with cases,
words
yes.
don't mean it. What do you mean by low-key your queen?
Well, because
you're just
really
saying
like
low-key to be cool.
He's just saying, I'm surprised to say this, but I guess I would call her my queen. Okay, and I'm not even really that close with her or a friend.
That would make sense if that's what he was saying, but I don't think that's what he was saying. I think he was just saying cool words to be cool. The kids are just saying words now. They don't even mean anything. That's all I wanted to say. Old man and screaming up the clouds. Yeah. Low-key my queen doesn't make any sense. Okay? You're just saying low-key. Because you're a cool guy now.
He's a cool guy.
That guy's
he's
cool.
He's been a cool guy. Don't
he's
get
always been a cool guy.
Twisted,
but they're just saying things, and I'm tired of it.
Speaking of words that made no sense, how about the end when they were exchanging those, like, I don't know,
didn't make any
promises?
Sense.
This, she said something nice, which I forgot. Xavier, nonsensical response. The guy was like, what do you want to say, X-Man or whatever? He had a different name for him. I didn't write those down.
X-Man.
He goes, you're a delicate flower, you know, slight paraphrasing. I don't want to crush you when I pick you up. Also, I might water the seeds, and if you survive and bloom, I will pick you, the flower, which will prematurely end your life
as
a flower.
Which will kill you.
Then you'll be dead in days, no matter how much I water you. This was like Tino from Anchorman. He was like the coyote of the desert. Always likes to eat the heart of the young. I was like, what?
What are you talking about?
Even Joseph and Macareta were like, I don't know about this.
That's a little off.
The symbolism there. And even Charity was
a
like,
little too up.
You could really take that a lot of different ways. And I don't know if any of them are good. So we head to the nighttime with Xavier's status as a potential partner.
Sure.
Undetermined. Back in San Diego, Aaron, packing up all the stuff he just unpacked to go to Fiji.
We all knew this was coming. Mm-hmm. This didn't... I don't know what I was thinking, actually. I don't know. I didn't know if I wanted this or not.
In the end, it played out unexpectedly for me. I wasn't expecting anything major of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gave a little something extra to the episode.
For sure. I think it led to one of the great cliffhangers we've had on this show.
Oh.
I really do. She seems torn.
She does.
She really seems torn.
Torn. Torn between... a lot of consternation has been about this shortened season. Maybe no bigger indictment of the season length is that the lead seems legitimately torn between not one, two, or three people, but four.
A fourth that she had already been sent home.
We're here at overnights, and she's like, I get engaged in 3 days. I don't know which of the four guys I wanted to be. I'm like, well, let's just keep adding on. It has, because they haven't had enough time.
Let's get Braden back here. Xavier, you can stick around for a little bit.
Blake Moynes, why not?
Bring in the ringer. Spark.
See if there's always a spark with him. That's the beauty of Blake Moynes. Guy could spark in the dark of night with anyone. The fire starter, Blake Moynes. Xavier, nighttime. At times, frustrating to watch. You mentioned it could have gone on for another half hour or more. Would have loved it. There were times I was like, let's wrap this shit up. Pardon my language. But overall, I was very entertained. This was a hilarious date.
At the start, it was boring. Mm. Xavier was blabbing on about something I couldn't even comprehend what he was talking about or care. Okay?
No
offense,
and
I don't think Charity did either.
No.
She seemed like her eyes were wandering a little bit. She was. I don't think her heart was in this date to begin with. And then... when he dropped the bomb, that's when things really picked up for all of us, including Charity.
It's funny you say that about the first part, because he came into this saying, well, I have to reiterate my hesitations about getting engaged again. For like the third time, he has to tell Charity he's not ready to get engaged. Hoping, I think, that that would be enough to get him out of this.
You think he wanted out?
If he wanted in, I think he went about it the wrong way.
This wasn't the way to go about it.
I think that might... He says that, and then Charity said something about how they have a foundation and, like, the little things. Like you said, I almost was wondering, did you hear what he said? He's out on this whole deal again.
He's hesitant again.
So that didn't work, and he pulls out the big guns. Like, she wasn't scared off by the commitment thing. I got to pull the fire alarm on this whole operation. Which is that he's a cheater. And I say cheater in the present tense because
he's a current day cheater. He's a current day cheater. And listen, you know, I don't think I cannot cheat on you. I'll do my best, but you know,
vacay with the boys, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I don't know the future. I go on a vacation with them. Let's just play this out. I go on a vacation with the boys. There's ladies throwing themselves at me.
What am I supposed to do?
What do you want me to
Charity?
Do? What am I supposed to do?
Now,
you want me to guarantee that I won't cheat on you?
I can't go that far.
Especially
if we're just boyfriend, girlfriend. Then it's almost a yes,
no,
and I will.
No,
but if we're engaged, it will be tough to.
If we're engaged,
stay loyal.
I will think about it twice, but you can't really.
If we're married?
If we're married, it's even harder, but...
I'm going to have to make
you want me to guarantee
list.
I can't cheat on my wife? I can't do that. I won't do that. That's asking too much.
I loved this. I thought Xavier, this was, like I said, unforgettable to me.
I'll never forget this conversation with Xavier the cheater, who simply cannot give you even the slightest bit of sense that he will not cheat on you. I've never heard someone do this.
Obviously, no one wants to hear this, but this has been like the
especially
Charity storyline is
especially
like all
Charity.
The only thing I need out of a partner is that he doesn't cheat on me. That's well, the also, number one Xavier requirement.
Xavier was the guy that reminded her of her cheating boyfriend.
Yes.
And we thought it would... And looks. He is a cheating boyfriend. It was looks. It was everything. It may be the same guy for all we know.
Yeah. I love this. I just want to hear Xavier. I can't wait to hear Xavier on Mentella. I just want to hear Xavier talk more. I love it. Well, I cheated.
I cheated, and I do it again.
Did it a lot. It was a long-term relationship.
Everything he said, it continued to get worse. You thought, oh, that's got to be it. But nope. She'd ask him questions. He was honest. And it was always making it worse.
I felt he was honest as well. And in a way, I respect that. It was way more refreshing. He might be exaggerating his cheating exploits. He doesn't want any part of
this. Maybe he didn't even cheat.
There's never been a time. Yeah, he might not have cheated. I think I'd like that even more.
He just wanted to get out.
I suppose he could have not said this and maybe waited until the overnight to say it. Or he could have said, I cheated, but it'll never. He could have bullshitted through the promises.
Well, you can obviously do something better than what he did. Every answer was the cold, honest truth.
Yeah.
And he would not even spin it in even the slightest bit in his favor.
Well, it was X number of times.
It was basically for no reason.
I just cheated had a nothing. Great time. No.
I was having a good time with my boys, and I cheated multiple times.
I'm a cheater.
I'm a cheater. I'm addicted to it. It was just a couple months ago. Yeah. It was right before I came here.
It's still really not resolved, in fact. I'm going to go back to my phone. There's going to be a lot of texts.
I'm cheating right now with you, in fact.
Exactly. Me being on this show, all the stuff we've done has been part of the cheating as well. Current cheating.
Ugh. I am cheating with you.
This was great. Charity walked away at one point. She returns. If this were like her number one guy the whole time, I'd be like, wow, she's really wrestling with this. This is the one thing that is holding her back from a life with Xavier. But he was like a surprise entrant into the top three.
Absolutely.
So to me, it's like she's got two, maybe even three guys that I've always felt she liked more. I never saw the connection with these two, especially since every conversation is his blatantly saying, I don't really want to do this. I can't commit long term. So I didn't know why she was giving him all these opportunities to like salvage it. And he
maybe she was as baffled as we were.
Maybe
like she wanted really to keep asking to see how like I can't. So what have you done, Xavier? Hey, Xavier, what have you done since the cheating to try to make yourself a better person and make sure this doesn't happen again? I thought about it a little bit in my head.
Felt bad about it. I believe.
Felt bad, but not that bad. You can't blame me.
It didn't crush me. I will be on the cheating warpath again if given the opportunity.
If I needed to cheat again, I'd cheat. On
if
you.
I needed to.
On you. I'll do it.
On you. Having said that, end of the day, I love you, Charity, after she sends him home.
I love you, but I cheat on those I love, just to be clear.
I need you to understand, Charity, that's a good thing that I might cheat on you.
I need you to understand, I only cheat on those I love.
This was baffling. She gave him 9 opportunities to quell her fears.
She gave him so many opportunities to spin it any way he wanted. he did not want to do it.
She was begging to give him the fantasy suite card.
I wrote in the middle, I said, is this real? Is this a plant? Is this a planted cheater for this show? The way?
Well, it's like F-Boy Island. Xavier, a surprise F-Boy on the show that we didn't know about.
Surprise F-Boy.
She wanted to give him the card. She was holding it. She was like, all you got to do is give me a bare minimum decent answer and we'll continue
this
talk.
After all you've said.
Yeah.
After all you said, I'm still interested in talking further, seeing if we can get past this. Are you interested in that?
Yeah, I'd love to, but tomorrow, pretty lady comes along.
Here in Fiji, I'm down there at the pool. You see that pool? You see those honeys down there?
You wait till you see the shirts I brought.
You see this? See the shirt?
A monogamy
They're gonna be throwing themselves
me.
At me. I'm going to have... I'm going first, right? So I got two more. Am I first? Yeah, I'm first. Okay.
That, but yeah, yeah.
He's asking her, am I first? Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to have 2 or 3 days off?
What am I supposed to do with this
free time? I'm going to be down there at that pool sipping pina coladas? The X-Man with this shirt?
You see the shirts, Jerry.
What do you expect me to do?
Give me some leash here.
I need a little leash to cheat.
We're not engaged yet.
We're not engaged. You're having other dates. Why can't I while I'm here in
Fiji?
Well,
now there we get into a whole other area of ethics that I came and approach. It is true, though. She is going to sleep with his pals tomorrow and the next day. Oh, perhaps. Xavier's got a point. Anyway, all-time date. I loved it. I can't wait to see them on After Final Rose.
I can't wait.
He went up there and said everything you're not supposed to say, gave every wrong answer possible, and it, to me, was refreshing in its honesty. He said, I'm not ready for engagement. I'm a cheater.
It's almost like he can't
I will probably
lie.
Cheat.
What's that movie?
Liar, Liar, Jim Carrey, Xavier Carey.
It's like Liar, Liar, real life Liar, Liar. Xavier simply cannot tell a lie.
Oh, it's awesome.
He tries to tell a lie, but his mouth just doesn't come out that way.
Anyway, next morning, Joey date looming, Mr. Fake-Ass Fraud himself. Fake Joey. Charity arrives on a four-wheeler, which thankfully is lower to the ground than the one Matt James flipped on his first date.
Yep. Almost killed someone. People forget about that.
I never forget it. Every time I see a four-wheeler on the show, I'm like, well, I hope they are trained.
Hope they
are going to go tearing through the hills. Mm-hmm. It stalls, so they go for a walk in the creek.
Can someone help them a little bit? I don't understand.
There are people in the background just watching.
Just watching them as they're like fiddling with the.
Yeah, you know, no more loud.
Who cares? Yeah.
Vehicle dates. This was way better. They were going to talk anyway, but I feel like they had more.
A nice.
I would rather
walk.
Catch more walk. Time.
A nice walk. Through the area that they're going to ATV by, didn't seem that far. Get a little more time talking, enjoying themselves.
They chat near a waterfall. He brings up the end of his hometown. Do you think he effectively repositioned the fake accusation made by, you know, Mr. Slick Uncle, who owns a chain of pawn shops?
Basically, he said he was under a lot of pressure. He was uncomfortable during his hometown, and that can cause him to kind of not be himself.
Was that good enough for you? He was trying too hard to make sure she was having a good time? Is that what Uncle Joe saw?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I was okay with it. Yeah. It makes sense.
I agree.
Everyone's not always themselves 100% of the time.
And not
in all situations on TV. So I think that was a good explanation. As long as he's not saying this has been me the whole time. He said I've been comfortable the whole time. That particular day, I was uncomfortable because of the surprise from my uncle showing up and, you know, trying to make it a perfect day. So he was uncomfortable and maybe not acting like himself, which is what Uncle Joe saw. So, yeah, I buy it. And I'm okay with the answer.
So
I think she was,
then.
Too.
Yeah, Charity buys it. AB buys it. Joey officially not fake.
Yeah.
Concerns alleviated. Charity is now back to where she was a week ago, which is I can't wait to tell Joey I'm falling in love with him. Just got to make sure he's not an unrepentant cheater, and we are good to go.
We'll be good to go.
Anything else there?
Nope.
Joey, nighttime. He's got something big he needs to get off his chest going into this.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cheater. That would be something. His big reveal, I felt, I don't mean to poo-poo this thing, but this was like Michael Scott weaknesses. It was like, actually, they're actually all good things. Oh,
I care too much.
I'm not always Mr. Smooth Confident. Oh, okay. I can live with that. That's fine.
That's it?
Especially coming
all
up.
You got? Hey, Xavier just told me he was a cheater. And this will be a continued cheater. This is all you got? Okay. I love you.
Joey, exactly. That's this date. Joey says, I'm not, you know, the cool guy you see on TV all the time. I'm not Mr. Confidence. She says, okay. You know, I also struggle with trying to be who people think I am. I have been a people pleaser as well. That comforts him.
Mm-hmm.
Good talk. It's just, there's been like 2 or 3 times now where they lead you to believe, oh, here the shoe's going to drop with Joey.
Never drops.
It never drops. It doesn't live up to the tease.
It's never that big a deal.
It's never a big deal. Oh, his uncle thinks he's acting weird on camera? Well, the big tease for next week is Joey fake. I mean, that was always kind of thin.
Yeah.
Joey recaps their L-word journey, tells her, ready to say it, I'm in love with you. How about Charity's response?
Stunning. Every time it happens, I'm stunned, and it's happening more and more. Truly stunning.
The lead saying, I love you too.
Yep. Says, I love you too. I'm in love with you, and it's the best feeling. Wow.
Gauge her manner, like how much did she mean it? What is the, gauge how you think she was feeling. Was she just saying it, or was it like, holy shit?
No, I think she meant it. I think she meant it.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd say, I don't know, understand what the benefit would be to say it if you don't really mean it. To the first person that says it.
Yeah, assuming this is all under the assumption that
this
happened before the next one.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did buy it. And I was surprised. Very surprised.
I believe I or we have called for a ban of this word from the leads. And this...
There was a ban.
There was an unspoken ban. Tell Ben Higgins.
An unspoken ban. And then I feel like after Ben Higgins did it, it was such a shock. No one did it for a while. But then now they're just, everyone's doing it at every turn to multiple people, despite horrible
track record outcomes that happen here.
Yeah, outcomes. Horrible outcomes of what happens after you say, I love you to multiple people. It just goes horribly. Remember Clayton? This is exactly what Clayton did. Exactly. To a T, what Clayton did. And he became public enemy number one because
pariah
of it.
For the
I
ages.
Don't think that's going to happen to Charity necessarily. Just don't say it. Just don't say it, even if you mean it.
I
don't want to get into if it's possible to love two people at once. It probably is. I don't know. I have no clue.
On this timeline, we're supposed to believe on the shortest timeline ever that she's in love with three or four guys?
It's already an unbelievable premise.
It's hard to accept that. You should be going the other direction.
But why would she say I love you if she didn't really mean it?
I think she meant it with Joey.
Yeah.
And she might mean it with Dutton. Again, you're not thinking straight in these circumstances. It's not real. Not the real world. This was casual. A casual I love you, I'm in love with you from the lead with 1.5 contestants left if you count Aaron, which he hasn't arrived yet. And my big thing is...
2.5.
Well, yeah, 1.5 outside of Joey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The proposal and acceptance is not the same when the lead can't say I love you for the first time. To unpinch the hose of love and say, I love you, I've always loved you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's
a moment.
The big moment. That's bigger than the will you accept the final rose or will you marry me. Saying that is so big. And now it's being flung. Even Dotton is slipping it into just casual sense. It's everywhere.
Even if you love them both, I don't understand why you do this, because it starts your relationship. Like when you're watching back with whoever you chose, whoever she's watching this with, Dotton or Joey or Aaron, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Whoever she's watching this with now, like current day, is like, what the fuck? Do you still have
feelings for Aaron?
Do you still have feelings for these two other people you loved?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you'd say it as the lead. I just don't understand.
It's a bad idea. Starting your
relationship off in a bad place. And it's going to make it even worse for the guy that you do let go next.
You're just planting seeds of weeds.
I don't understand how you wouldn't learn from what happened to Clayton. I just don't understand.
They're telling her to do it. I think as a...
Yeah, but she can do whatever she wants at this point. It's this late in the season. What are they going to do? Cancel the fucking season because you won't say I love you? No. They can't force her to say I love you. I cannot blame this on the producers. I don't care how much they're nudging her.
I always do.
Yeah, but we're in Fiji. There's three people left. What are they going to do at this point if you're not playing ball? It's like the Clayton thing. He jumped the fence. Like they couldn't even do anything then. That was like with five people left or whatever.
Yeah.
They can't do anything to her. The lead's got to take back. If they're getting forced to do something like this,
say no.
They got to take back fucking power here a little bit.
I just think it's a bad takes the air out of the product. I don't know. I don't want to. We've already gone too long in this, but stop doing
it. It's crazy. Please. Just stop saying I love you to multiple people. Don't say I love you until
the show's better. Except when they don't.
Even if you do love someone, two people, don't say it. It's not a positive for either party.
It's a positive for Dotton, who I believe will be the next Bachelor, and now it's going to be.
But I think it gives them false hope too. It gives them false hope that they're going to win. Mm-hmm. Because if she says I love you, she can't love someone else as much as we love each other. So
yeah.
Sad.
They go to the fantasy suite.
Found herself in a tricky situation, just like Clayton.
They go to the fantasy suite because they love each other.
Because they love each other.
He is the definition of a perfect person and the person that I pray for. Charity is playing a little. We'll get to how we feel about the season. Charity seems to have a universal approval rating. I find myself in that group as well. But to the camera, she said a couple things this episode. They were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Reel that in a little bit. Saying Joey is the definition of a perfect person and the person I prayed for. Save that proclamation until the end.
Agreed.
Let's take a quick break before we find out if Charity says the same thing to another contestant to keep us interested in the rest of the season.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joey and Charity the next morning. Another line. A love with Joey feels eternal. That includes any afterlife they may experience, maybe. Eternal. Love you, babe. Love you, too. She's crying as Joey leaves. And then just cut to Dotton.
Do you think... I was thinking this as they woke up in paradise, sipping on the mimosas. Beautiful setting. Hey, you want this every day of your life? Come be with old Hawaii Joe.
Yeah, okay. You like this?
You like this life? This is this shit right here? This mimosa setup with the sunrise?
That's how something I every
do.
Day.
I do that every day. I have a mimosa every day by the sunrise.
Famously, okay. All homes and dwellings in Hawaii are like this.
You see this right here? That's me, baby. Come on. That's every day. You want this every day?
I don't. My first lesson is at 3 this afternoon.
Yeah, come on. I'm not waking up.
I charge $3.50 an hour.
Yeah, I do one lesson a day. You like this? Fiji life? Fiji looks like Fiji shit life. Next to what? This shit right here? This looks like shit next to where I live.
Hawaii, okay. A lot closer to home as well. Much closer. Dotton, the too good to be true storyline.
Still. The too good to be true storyline. Yeah.
She's been looking for something to go wrong, tired of doing that, so they just have fun jet skiing. Dotton also teases a nighttime reveal. Forgetting it engaged or something she should know. Mm. I'm a cheater. That would be an all-time Dotton's the cheater.
Dotton's a cheater too. They're all cheaters.
I would love that too. Have the final three be all known cheaters.
Yeah, I'd like known cheaters. I'd like that.
Do you have an opinion on Dotton saying that he didn't know how this ended? Did I read too much into that?
You don't believe him? Or you're saying
It calls into question.
He's now being forced to do it. What are you saying?
He said, I didn't know how this was supposed to end. I don't know much about the show until 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. I found it adorable.
His whole storyline was, I fell in love with you watching you on Zach's season. So that's either false that he didn't know how it ended, or did you actually fall in love with her on Zach's season?
Did he specifically say Zach's season or just?
Yeah. Where else would he have seen her? He said
just
watching
on
her
the
season.
Stuff. Just on the stuff.
Just on the stuff.
The stuff after
that's
the
where he fell in love
this
with
is
her.
The this is the Bachelorette, maybe a couple clips. You think he watched that? I didn't. Get, I don't know that I knew that
well,
he
whatever,
watched
if that's
the season.
The case, then something isn't adding up. I was surprised he would try to present himself as a non-Bachelorette watcher.
Hmm. Okay. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
It doesn't matter. He'll still get engaged, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else on this talk?
No.
Dot nighttime.
Well, they did a beautiful wide shot. I found that impressive. Got the drone up there.
A lot of pretty areas.
Not a person in soul.
Not a person in soul, yeah.
So the camera that was there moments ago had to skedaddle, had to like ride a boat.
Yeah, they had to
off.
Sprint off the beach. Good call.
They had to get off the beach and then get the shot of them. It's beautiful.
Production notes.
Mm-hmm.
Nighttime.
If she doesn't tell Dot and she loves him, I'm going to break down, I wrote here. I'm going to lose it.
No, you're going to have to lose it at the finale. That's where they want
I'm
going to
lose it if she didn't say I love you here.
This
That's
was a minus 10,000 that she would say
She's
that
obviously going
to
gonna say I love you. But if she didn't, I was going to lose it. Okay?
If she didn't, that would almost make it more likely to me that Dotton would be the winner.
Oh.
That's interesting. That's a zag.
Yeah, I hear you.
But they don't do that. Sad to admit that I recognize this date location from Love Island USA Season 1.
I saw that. I saw that on Instagram. Old Rosecast Instagram.
Rosecast
Podcast.
It looked
similar.
It didn't look similar.
Different
it's the
lighting.
Same place.
Just different lighting. Yeah, it was the same place. Crazy
it was
that
the
you
same place.
Recognized that.
I looked it up.
Are they
were both
in Fiji
filmed in
and
Fiji.
Love Island? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They were.
Yeah, same place.
You think? Okay. For all you haters and naysayers out there saying, wow, they look similar. No, it's the same place.
Same place.
Steel Trap, Djibouti. I can't remember a lot of things crucial to my day-to-day life, but that I saw that and I go, that's Love Island Season 1 where they come in and there was a pink neon sign behind them in that season. At the dinner, Dot never felt like fairy tales were meant for him
until meeting you.
She's made him realize the fairy tales can be for everybody.
So
Dot,
true.
Maybe do a little more research on the show and realize that these never have fairy tale endings.
This isn't a fairy tale. In fact, it's
this is
probably
a nightmare.
It's probably a nightmare.
But we go along for the journey, nonetheless.
The idea that it will be a fairy tale, finally, is what keeps drawing me back.
It's true.
If Dot and Charity end up together, they'll just be beautiful.
Why do people play golf? The occasional great shot that you hit flush and is memorable.
Yep.
Those happen once in a while.
They do.
And you keep coming back.
Sean and Catherine
all the shanks, all the skulls.
A decade ago. 2 decades ago, probably.
But you still remember that.
But I still remember that feeling, and I'm chasing it.
You're chasing that high. Yeah. You know, it could still happen if they would just stop saying I love you before that. That could happen also.
Yeah, it makes it tough.
Charity never had effortless love. Her relationships were the catalyst for her developing anxiety. And she says, hey, speaking of fears, do you have any? To which he replies, no.
The scary part is I'm not scared.
It's scary how easy it is. I'm genuinely falling in love or genuinely in love
genuinely
with you, Charity.
Genuinely in love with you. And it's scary for how easy it is for me to say this. 100% is where my heart is at. I am 100% in love with you. Yeah, it's going to hurt.
So you're now where I am, or where I was.
No, I still think he is going to win.
Come on.
you think Joey's the winner here?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I don't know.
All right, boy, this is going to be fun watching this.
I'm now rooting for Don to lose just so it's funnier for me.
What makes you so sure about Joey right now? Over Don?
Because the Don, the character, is so obviously universally, he's had no, is Don fake, or is Don something? Does he have a secret? There's nothing wrong with Don. Don being presented as a flawless, super fan favorite, sentimental favorite. What a story.
Maybe they just want that person to win one of these times.
Yeah, keep thinking that. You go ahead and keep doing that. I'm gonna lean on the history of the show and what they do all the time.
The history would say you're right.
This is not, again, like I said, maybe it'll happen. I'm not betting on it. If I could bet my life that Joey wins. That's how confident I am about this. And I don't know spoilers. It's just so obvious what is going to happen to this man. We said it the moment he walked out of the limo.
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did.
Charity says, I'm in love with you, Dotton.
Wow.
100%.
100%. That's the top percent, Rim.
Yep.
Doesn't give you any pause?
No. Another factor, her reaction to when Joey said it and when Dotton said it was different. She seemed more overwhelmed when Joey said it. When Joey walked away, she was brought to tears.
Oh, okay.
When he walked away from their date. When she had an inkling of a doubt about maybe Joey isn't who he says he is, she was in tears at the end of their hometown. With Dotton, it's just not that.
Okay.
It's not 100%. It's 85.
I hear you.
Pretty good. A lot of love.
That's a lot of love. Just not
enough.
But,
you know, there's class ranks to this. And Dotton's number two. Anyway, off to the fantasy suite. Great line from Dotton when he accepts. I say 100% yes this night, hopefully the rest night, every night for the rest of our lives. Whoever he picks on his season of The Bachelor, when they do a wedding, he will have great vows that he came up with.
Well, Rim, knowing this, he'll tell multiple people he loves them. And
yeah. No one's above it.
We'll end up hating Dotton.
Yeah, Dotton will be a scumbag a year from now. Mark my words.
One year from now,
enemy number one.
We will hate Dotton. And you will have to go on Paradise next year for image rehab. Yeah. That's how this usually goes.
Dotton tell all interview on E.
My God.
Why did he tell 9 people he loves him? But yeah, this is just how I feel it's being presented, that his heart will be shattered.
Yeah.
It's a Rim guarantee. Capital R, capital G. That's just how I see it playing out. If the viewer consensus is, as you make it seem, that Dotton is universally beloved, maybe more so than any recent character, Charity might get booed at After the Final Rose. That's how this is going to, for the crime of not picking Dotton. And there's nothing wrong with Joey.
Well, the crime is she told him she loved him. Do you think she needs to tell? So.
Ooh. Ethics corner.
What got Clayton in hot water? This all goes back to Clayton. This reminds me of Clayton 100%. It's got multiple people that we like. We all liked Gabby. We all liked, what's her name? What's the other? Rachel. One of the Bachelorettes. Forgot her name.
Yeah.
We all liked Rachel. We all liked Gabby. He told them both he loves them.
And Susie. He ended up with Susie. People forget.
People forget about Susie. I did in that moment. I forgot about Susie, who I think he's still with. Is that true?
I think they're one of the great couples.
I think they're one of the greats. So he told all three.
And Charity and Aaron will be too.
He told all three that he loved them. It got him in trouble. Because then he
slept
went
with
and told
them all
them.
As well. Yeah.
He slept with
he them
all.
He told them publicly.
And then he felt the need to tell them that he had told them all that he loves them. Do you think Charity will feel the same pressure to tell Dotton or Joey that, hey, I also told the other one that I love you? Is that
it would
what
make
got,
for a good finale.
Yeah. Because it would break both of them.
It would break both of them. I think we're just going to cruise to the
When is the appropriate time to tell, though?
Well, you'd have to visit them at their rooms in the basement, the terrace level rooms.
Before the engagement?
Yeah.
I think you have to tell before the engagement.
Then it'll be like, will they show up?
Hmm.
That will be the question heading into, if that happens. I think they might just go full steam ahead, do the Aaron thing for the first hour next, for the finale, and then the last 2 hours are traditional finale, and it's who's she going to choose? Normal stuff. And then she's going to choose Joey again, I think.
But I just wonder if she feels the need to tell the other... I would feel like before a proposal, I would need to tell, hey, I told you both I love you. I don't know.
We haven't had any hint that she's wrestling with that.
No.
Next morning, Dotton half asleep filming this scene. Every time they're together, it exceeds Charity's expectations. She kisses him goodbye and says, I love you. Dotton to the camera. I'll be heartbroken.
If I don't get Charity at the end of this, I will be heartbroken for real.
Like, interesting you mention that.
Seriously, I will really be heartbroken, everyone. And I believe him.
Foreshadowing, they call that in the biz.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Charity didn't cry when he left, for the record. In fact, she just looked kind of sad. Like, what am I doing? Why did I say that to him? When I love Joey. I hate to rain on everybody's parade. I feel like I'm being like Mr. Grinch here. I hope I'm wrong.
We all do.
Yeah, everybody hopes I'm wrong. Here comes Aaron. Serious as a heart attack. Let's get down to business. Here comes the business of love.
What, whose music is it? It's Aaron's boring ass music coming out to the ring.
There was the accountant. Was there a WWE character?
Yeah, the IRS. Like the accountant?
Got Mr. IRS.
It was IRS. Here comes IRS's music. It's boring.
It's like a Law and Order.
They really played this man though, Rim. They had, hey, go on in there. She's ready for you. He had to go to the front desk.
Okay, the front
Charity
desk scene was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Where's Charity at? I think they played him.
They were like snickering behind the scenes.
Yeah. If I was a producer, I'd be like, yeah, she's ready for you. Just go in there and ask.
She'll tell you
and
where
to go. And he walks in, he's like, do you know where Charity's at? He's talking to a front desk person. She's like, Charity who? What the fuck are you talking
Fiji.
About?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That was so silly.
She has a room here. I'm aware of the Bachelorette, but no, you cannot go there.
It was almost like the hotel insisted on confirming to the viewer that they don't give out personal. Oh, we don't do that here. We have standards here at this XYZ resort. They tried to make it seem like a real tracking down. Like he flew all the way here and might not be able to find her.
Where's Charity at?
I got to say, the last week, I scoffed at your claim that Aaron could be the Bachelor. The way this was presented, I now think that is a possibility.
Yeah.
Because it was not, look at this loony ex-boyfriend flying halfway across the world to stalk the lead after being rejected. It was
this guy really wants to find love.
But hopeful, you know, respecter of women, politely approaches former lover in seek of closure. Or if she'll open her heart.
Or
a second chance.
Potential love.
Yeah. Potential love. A fairy tale of a different sort. So, yeah, now Aaron is like, Aaron's like the number two on the Bachelor list for me. I think it's totally possible.
Agreed.
Anyway, he pops up, surprises her. She doesn't seem upset, to my shock. She compliments him.
Stunned that this is how it went. I really was stunned.
She smiled when she saw him. Oh.
She seems happy, is what I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed happy to see him. If this wasn't real, that she didn't really have feelings for him, it would be all disappointment in seeing this.
Annoyance.
I have to go through, like, fuck, the producers got me again. Now I have to send him home again. This stinks. But no, it wasn't that at all.
Especially because we just saw the two most recent dates where she said, I love you to two other guys. Now, unless this took place before that, which is totally possible.
My guess is this happened before their two dates.
It had to have.
After the Xavier date.
Yes.
This where she's in that she spot where, hey, Joey. This guy was insanely honest about his cheating.
Aggressively honest.
You wouldn't believe what this guy said to me. And here comes Aaron. Mr. Never Cheat. Aaron will never cheat. I know that about Aaron.
You won't find Aaron fraternizing with any women on during engagement.
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-mm. No way.
Eyes up. They call him Eyes Up. Eyes Up Aaron. Anyway, they talk. She's been thinking about him every single day. Which, again, if this leads me to believe this had to have happened before those other two dates. She even tells him she was falling in love with him before she let him go. And this, I mean, talk about best case scenario for Aaron. This is going way better than he could have hoped for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's short of breath. He's so excited. He's like, all right, I'll let you go.
This is what I thought was going to happen. Oh,
okay, you got to go talk. Okay, I'll be right here. I believe that she really feels this way about him.
I do too. Do you think there's a chance she's going to bring him back? I really do. But I don't know what that means. Do you have a third? Act like Xavier wasn't there. Let's just have a third. You'd have to tell the guys. There's not enough time. Is that what you said? We have 3 hours.
Hey, sometimes this happens and they don't tell the people that the other person has returned. They just show up at the rose ceremony. And that'd here you could even do that, and there is no rose ceremony as a group, so they may never know.
There should be a rose ceremony.
Not at the finale, they do it individually. It's the proposal.
Yeah, but there's three. If he's allowed to stay, there'll be three.
Well, I guess now that you mention it, there's normally a rose ceremony at the end of this.
Yeah, there's a ceremony at three. So
maybe they will.
But then
Aaron will be the third man.
If he's the third man, then you have to assume she's going to be sending one of the other two that she has told I love you home.
No, she might. No.
She can't let this guy back. We're just talking this thing out here, but she can't let this guy back on here. She can't. Because if she has a third, they have to have a rose ceremony to get us down to two. And that would, if she brought Aaron back and then didn't give him a rose, that would be crazy. So that would mean she would need to give, she would have to give him a rose. And it would mean she would have to send home one of the other two.
I think she'll let him down prior, and then they'll have a rose ceremony.
Gotta let him down prior. Do you think he gets a date, though?
No.
You don't think he gets a
date? Yeah, he gets a daytime only date. He gets a daytime only date.
When she woke up with Joey and Dot, and she
I don't believe that. I just simply can't. I refuse to believe that.
Her eyes say otherwise.
The charitable interpretation would be that they messed with the timeline on us. Because there's no way she would say that. If this happened after those dates.
Wow.
Spoiler alert. I saw the first like two frames of the preview for the finale.
How's it look?
Or how? What? The two frames.
How the frames look.
Well, in one of the frames. Well, both of them probably. Aaron. This is a spoiler alert if you don't watch previews.
I'm interested.
Aaron is wearing a different suit.
He was wearing a cool youth fit.
Look at my fit. Your fit is also attractive. Look at us.
Low
fashion.
Key.
Yeah, low key fit. Oh, you're getting that fit goes crazy. You know how Aaron talks. He was wearing a suit. Now, Aaron strikes me as a guy who may wear suits to travel, Pan Am style. You know, people don't dress up anywhere on planes. 14-hour ride, suit up. He could have done that.
If you get on a plane, you put on a suit. That type of guy.
Aaron is definitely that type of guy. Yeah. What were you gonna say?
If he's wearing a suit, that means he's there for a little bit.
No, he's in daytime.
He's not getting let go right then.
I recall it being daytime.
Why would
Why
would he have a suit on unless he was at the either on a date?
On a date. That's what I'm saying.
Or at a rose ceremony.
AB.
You won't wear a suit to the date, though. Why would he wear it?
AB.
Everyone else is wearing casual wear in Fiji.
That's true. But Aaron's a different breed. AB. They could say, Aaron, why don't you put a suit on before we go meet Charity? And let's get some,
some footage.
We've been misled enough. The previews for this episode were like, tonight on The Bachelorette, Dotton is pissed. And all they showed was him walking away after the date. And it was like, wow, Dotton storms off? No, he's just leaving. Anyway. Next week is Men Tell All. Speaking of suits, I had to watch a preview for this.
How's Braden?
Braden is dressed like, I would say, President Koopa in the live-action Super Mario Brothers movie from, like, 1993. It's like a shiny black reptile skin suit with shimmering accessories. It's all black, AB. His suit is black, and he has a beard. He has a dark beard. I think his hair is a little darker. It could not. It's exactly what you would want if you're a Brayden guy.
Wow. I can't wait. We're going to have to watch this one.
Definitely watching it. I'm definitely watching it. I don't know if we'll recap it. I'm definitely going to watch it. And Gary in the hot seat.
Who?
I'd say make or break moment for the franchise.
Oh, The Bachelor. Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
It's like, who are you talking about? Yeah, that's must see. That's must see stuff. Brayden and the Golden Bachelor, we've been waiting for 3 years, maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't know about you, but people who don't watch the show
are asking about Golden Bachelor.
Are like, what's the deal with this old bachelor? So I think
this might be a resurgence for the franchise.
Might be big. Yeah.
People are interested, that's for sure. And when people ask me that, I say, yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome. That's what I tell them. It's going to be
awesome. And then the check can be sequels.
I can't wait.
Anything else, AB?
One of the great cliffhangers. I already said this. One of the great cliffhangers. I thought it was not what I expected. When we thought Aaron was coming back, we thought it would just be a quick thing.
5 minutes at the start.
Obviously, I'm not doing anything. But now I think there's a whole long list of things that could happen here. I can't even narrow it down. A lot of things can happen next week.
Long flight. They had to know something. Flight. They had to know they were going to get something out of it.
And
he probably did too.
Yeah. Crazy.
Mailbag 773-234-7794. Last week's question was, what do you think of this season so far? What are you, just general feelings about it? Kara from NYC. First, I want to thank AB for sticking it out through what sounded to me like another week of lingering sickness. I'm going to mute those coughs, but I will confirm that it's still here.
It's still here.
He's still here. My general feeling on the season is that Charity has been an extremely pleasant surprise. I didn't think she'd be a bad bachelorette by any means, but I felt like I didn't know her at all after Zach's season. I thought this season might just be boring. But she is poised, outgoing, and fun. I think she has a good head on her shoulders. I'm really rooting for her. I'm hoping she picks Dotton and Joey for Bachelor. P.S. For the record, I tend to feel the same way. I feel like Charity was kind of an unknown quantity, and she has been, I would say, a pleasant surprise.
Great. It's been great.
P.S. I'm really disappointed we did not receive any gay dad content on Joey's hometown. He mentioned the "we know love is love" thing to his mom, but we didn't get to see any of his relationship with his dad or see Charity speak to him.
I forgot about that.
The first openly gay parent on the franchise and no content. Sad.
Was he there? The dad?
He was there. He was, but they didn't talk, which is kind of, you never know what families will agree to, but he did. That was his first thing on their first date.
I had forgotten all about it until these comments. Yeah.
Thank you, Kara. Allie from Atlanta. My general thoughts on the season are that I shockingly love Charity as the lead. I was skeptical when she was announced because I feel like we only saw very little of her personality on Zach's season, but she has impressed me with her poise, humor, sass, and general Georgia peachiness.
The sass is there, Rem. Undeniable
sass.
It's
there.
It's there.
And Allie from Atlanta pointed it out. I'm so excited to see who she ends up with. The season is building a real love story, presumably, hopefully, all caps, her and Dotton, but maybe her and Joey. Poor Joey. A nice guy, kind of done nothing wrong.
Done nothing.
The world will
nothing.
The world will be really
he
upset
hasn't
if he
done
wins.
A thing wrong.
Nice
and
guy.
And I think of him as a heel. I really do in my mind because of how much I like Dotton.
Ellie
he's
continues
done nothing. I'm not a fucking thing, and I hate him. If he wins, I'm gonna hate him. In her
and Charity.
I'm gonna hate them both.
That's a tale as old as time. I relish hating the lead at the end of their season.
I love hating the lead and who they picked. Okay, it's how the franchise keeps moving forward.
Keeps it moving.
You love the person that's gonna be the bachelorette. You hate the two that are the winners per se, and you keep moving forward.
But we want the Sean and Catherine. You do.
I do. I want Dotton and her. I think it's due time for a love story to finally end with just a regular, we are still together. We don't hate Joey. Because if Joey doesn't win, it flips. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm happy. I'm happy that Dotton and Charity are there. I don't dislike Joey. Now it just goes back to Joey didn't do anything wrong. It's just, an ending. Someone else can be the Bachelor. Maybe Joey's on Bachelor in Paradise and we love him. We love everyone at the end of it. We haven't had a situation where we love everyone at the end of the season in so long.
I agree.
Like when Sean picked Catherine, it wasn't like, I don't even remember who the second place person was, but I don't remember disliking that person. There wasn't negative feelings toward any. It doesn't always have to have negative feelings towards someone. And the series can move on. I think it can.
Those were the old days. This is the grit and grind era. There got to be villains, AB.
Allie continues, however, this season has finally helped me verbalize my number one pet peeve with the franchise after literally 15 years of watching the show, which is that I know we will spend 8 to 9 episodes hearing Charity incessantly reiterate that she's ready for someone who will propose / get down on one knee for her / is ready for marriage. And then we will get to after the final rose and she will be sitting there engaged to someone. And Jesse will ask when the wedding is and they'll hold hands and say, we just want to take our time and date and get to know each other in the real world without cameras. And the viewer who literally watched them get engaged less than 5 minutes ago and is riding the love high is supposed to be okay with this bait and switch. Constant pressure for commitment for 9 weeks and then very low commitment in the last 10 minutes of the season. I'm thrilled to see who Charity chooses, but I'm also preparing myself that whoever she is gets engaged to, they are going to sit on the couch and tell Jesse they aren't planning a wedding anytime soon, and that will be such a letdown. Tayshia was the last bachelorette who I thought had a real shot at being with the guy she chose, and she shattered my heart. Yeesh. Mm-hmm. So here's hoping Charity pulls a JoJo instead. Thank you, Allie. For the record, JoJo and
people were good about JoJo.
Jordan, villains.
They were villains.
We didn't like them.
Well, the thing was, we thought Jordan wanted something else from it. That was the main thing.
Yes.
We thought he, which he did, but they both
And
did.
the whole Roger story, of course, they all do. Charity ain't going back to her job, folks. She's going to be with Rachel Lindsay on E! Or whatever extra shit. That's how this goes. Joey's going to be in the booth with Chris Fowler and John McEnroe. doing he's squeezed in there at Wimbledon.
I could see Joey.
He's just like Jesse.
Looking, I can see him with his look.
He'd be at Indian Wells, yeah.
You know, commenting on a major.
Interviewing him after the match.
I really can.
Yeah. 432 area code, I feel like your dotting for Bachelor Reed is way off. If this man doesn't win, he's going home to continue being tall and normal. He's the one who very convincingly told Charity that he's only on the show for her. I just don't see him pivoting off that after a few weeks and being led on, being a lead / on sand. That, coupled with Joey's I Trust the Process audition reel, I think and hope Don ends up with Charity and Joey's the next Bachelor. Hope this theory isn't all shot to shit by the time this airs. Thank you, 432. Money talks.
That's what I was just about to say.
And money talks.
When they come knocking, you've just lost.
Sorry, I'm too heartbroken to be the lead? No, never been said.
It's never been said. Only love Charity for the rest of his life? No, he moves on, and they give him an offer he can't refuse, and then he's the Bachelor. A tall Bachelor.
Yeah, Black Bachelor.
Yeah, I wasn't even gonna say black, but it almost came out. It
slipped out. Yeah, tall black. Thank you, 432. TC 1234 says if Charity chooses Joey, I do not think they will be together at After the Final Rose.
Oh wow!
You may have.
I don't agree.
You may
I got
have missed
stop
it. Well,
you there.
They're backing up here.
Here's another dot. Who is this?
Who's TC?
TC is a Dotton fan, just like I.
Yeah.
And when you love Dotton like we love Dotton, you trick yourself into believing
backwards.
Things like that. Like I see no. Why would she not be with Joey if she chooses
I'll give
Joey?
Give you an answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Supporting this claim.
Okay,
you may have missed it, but Joey's mom also asked, "Was he being himself?" And she was concerned since he is a people pleaser. Two family members think he may be putting on for Charity, the cameras or whatever. Doesn't seem like it'll work out long term. TC out on
TC's
Joey
got
and
the dot and glasses on. I do too. I do too.
Yeah, you got them on. They're glued to your skull. I tried to take them
off
earlier.
You were like, they're never coming off.
I think I'll still win. I'm like, sure. Lastly, Amanda from Boston. I've enjoyed the season so far, and it felt like it went by so much faster than past seasons. It did. parenthetically, I also feel like there's way less drama and much more romance. I wonder if this change had anything to do with the fact that Mike Fleiss is no longer involved. Amanda also says, I'm loving Claim to Fame this season. I'm rooting for Chris to win. I think I figured out who he is related to, but no one on the show seems to know. Quick, thank you, Amanda. Quick Claim to Fame talk.
Yes, please.
Want to start the episode with it? Last night's episode, this show is one of my, it might be my favorite reality TV competition show ever. It was thrilling. It has a weekly heart-pounding crescendo at the end. Consistent. They don't mess with that formula. It is so, so good. I love this show. When The Bachelorette ended, I go, fucking good. Now we can get to Claim to Fame.
Now we get to the good stuff.
This is where I really enjoy myself watching Claim to Fame. It's a terrific, terrific show. I actually mentioned my theory for Chris's relative, and it was more or less confirmed last night. It's not fair who his relative is. He's not famous enough and way too old.
Oh.
I know who it is because I'm old, but these kids don't know who it is at all. It's a fascinating show. There are great backstabs. It's only strategy. You don't get any a lot of backstory stuff. It's just the game.
And
it is remarkable to see these people and confirmation bias at play. It's awesome. Thank you, Amanda. And everyone who wrote in, 773-234-7794. What's next week, AB?
Question for next week?
Do you want to have a question for... We're probably not recording next week.
Well, just give me... You have 2 weeks. Give me, if you're watching the season, are you enjoying this season? Okay? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Let me know.
773-234-7794. So the recap. Last week's question was, what do you think of this season?
Is that what I asked? Last season?
Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then.
What do you think of it? Now is it, are you enjoying it?
No, I don't have another question then.
All right. Just give us your reaction after the episode airs on the East Coast next week. We'll include some of those. How about that?
Let's get mental all thoughts. Mental all thoughts. Because we're not recording.
I would prefer finale thoughts. Wait till after the finale.
Wait till after the finale.
Talk about reactions to the finale. After it airs on the East Coast, we'll include some of the reaction. Power rankings. Number one, Joey. Number two, Dot. Number three, Aaron. Do you have any?
Dot number one.
Wishful thinking. King of wishful thinking.
Number two, Aaron.
Number two, Aaron. I love that. Number three, Blake Moynes.
Number three, Joey.
Getting towards the end of the season means our fantasy game, so there's not enough separation going on, but more than 100 people, maybe 200, who tied for first in this week's Real TV Fantasy League. This week's sticker winners, the AI powering Zach Shallcross and CVG. Thank you all for playing. I assume AB is called to quits.
I checked out, Rem. I checked out.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
I checked out.
Mary Wood has a pretty comfortable lead with 699 points overall in the season. Reminder, the winner here gets a t-shirt. Even Abraham Lincoln took naps is at 681, and Vicious Trollop, 675. Team Tom Tom has 669 points, followed by Shots at Love with 668. I'm just continuing because the names were good. Slim chance we have a short episode next week. It's unlikely.
It's gonna depend on Braden.
It's gonna depend on Braden.
Let's be serious. It's gonna depend on what that man says.
If it's nothing special,
see you in 2 weeks. If it's
thanks for listening.
If it's electric, we might. Depending on his earrings, that might change things just in itself.
Oh my gosh. Appreciate you listening. Talk to you later. We'll be right back.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.